This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. You are going to meet the George Clooney of Cuba, a friend of mine told me as we drove slowly from the upscale Havana neighborhood of Vedado to the marina. You can only drive slowly in a 1948 Ford with a 1990 Toyota engine installed under its hood. Now, it's a cliche, but it's true. Many of the cars on the road in Havana are American classics imported before the Castro-led revolution of 1959, and they've been tinkered with and reconstituted for decades thanks to the U.S.-led trade embargo and the import restrictions of the Cuban government. For an American in Cuba, this means that every taxi looks and feels like a time machine, and sputtering around Havana at night in an old American car, well, you kind of think for a moment you're in an old black-and-white movie. I'm sorry, I asked over the noise of the 48 Ford. Did you say the George Clooney of Cuba? Yeah, she said. He's also the Harrison Ford of Cuba and the Tom Hanks of Cuba and in some of his movies, the Will Ferrell of Cuba. Cuba's a small island nation, of course, so movie stars here have to do double or triple duty. Jorge Perigoria, the man we were driving to meet, has been an internationally known actor since he burst onto the worldwide stage in Fresa y Chocolata, English title Strawberry and Chocolate, a romantic comedy with political overtones, which was nominated for an Oscar in 1994. He's also been a screenwriter, director, producer, and a kind of a godfather to the Cuban filmmaking community. See what I mean about doing triple duty? I was meeting him because for the past 2 years, my producing partner and I have been trying to get a TV series launched that takes place in Havana and Miami. It's a romantic mystery show about an American investigator. She works for the Florida Park Service who comes across the body of a young female who turns out to be a Cuban national, and the trail takes her to Havana against the orders of her superiors, where she meets and works with a world-weary Havana detective, and sparks fly, and they hate each other, and they argue, and look, if you want to hear the pitch and you're interested, call my agent. But the key is it will take place in Miami and Havana and involve some great music and cigars and sultry tropical atmospherics and classic American cars and snappy dialogue in English and Spanish. And I hope it will be a crowd pleaser from the northernmost part of North America to the southernmost part of South America, which is, you know, a pretty big zone. In Cuba, though, I kind of modified the pitch a little. My guess was that people I was talking to, actors and producers like Jorge Perigoria, government officials, Cuban media hipsters, police detectives, scattered low-life criminals, well, they'd all be irresistibly drawn to the larger themes of the series. So I hit that pretty hard in my introduction. This is a story of two countries, I'd say, two different systems, decades of animosity and political intrigue. And I'd add in that in success, the series would have a huge audience, but it would also help reconnect two countries that are only 90 miles apart. So as I sat with Jorge Perigoria on the terrace of his seaside house, I wound up my presentation by suggesting that the series could be the first of many and could be the beginning of more collaborations between the film and TV businesses of both countries. He, like most of the Cubans I met, nodded politely to all my grand talk, but like a true show business professional, he had one additional question. It's a love story, though, right? He asked. Oh, yeah, I said. It's a love story. And then he smiled widely, and he pointed at me as if to say, don't overthink it. Which are always wise words to hear, but especially when a project is just getting off the ground. A TV series is not about big themes. It's about people, specific people, who the audience wants to watch fall in love or hate or whatever, but the key is, don't overthink it. And that's it for this week. Next week, we reshoot the ending for KCRW. This is Rob Long.